Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And there's been some research about sudden infant death syndrome. Do you know what that is? That's when children are suddenly found, generally very, very young children, infants, found dead because of some process, physiologic or otherwise, that is causing the death of these children. They don't know, but the research, some doctors say, the research indicates that lying a child on its stomach may be contributing to this. And we do have a doctor with us, Dr. Robert Green. This is part 7, by the way, in our 10-part series, The Health of the American Child. We're very happy to have Dr. Robert Green on the line with us today from San Francisco. Dr. Green, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil.
All right, so the research says that children who are sleeping on their stomachs, this might be contributing to so-called sudden infant death syndrome. Is it restricting their breathing? What do you think that is?
Phil, I have to tell you that, first of all, the research that I am seeing is troubling. I think that...
You don't agree with it?
I don't 100% agree with it, no. Many doctors are saying that it is dangerous to sleep a child on its stomach.
Well, why is that?
Well, because they think that the child... And I have to tell you, Phil, what's troubling to me is the professionalism of a lot of these doctors. These doctors, in other words, are saying that a child is so stupid, it can't roll over on its own back. And
that's what the doctors are saying, the children are stupid?
That is correct. In other words, what the kid is going to do is shove his face right into a pillow and suffocate himself. Yep, that's what's going to happen. How stupid do they think today's baby is? We have a generation of babies that are, I believe, the best fed, the best clothed, the best looking. They are a rotund and a robust generation of infants. We are in the middle, Phil, of another baby boom. I don't know whether you know this or not.
No, I've heard. Young couples are having kids again.
Yes, they are. And this is a tremendous young generation of infants that I've been seeing. And to impugn their intelligence by saying they're so stupid they don't know how to roll themselves over on their own back, I think is unbelievable. I will tell you...
Well, wait, what is causing it? What is causing sudden infant death syndrome?
Well, I think it's nonspecific. I don't think anybody knows. The problem that I have is that...
Nobody knows.
I don't think the answers have been forthcoming, no. But the problem that I have... is that with all sleep disorders, snoring and sleep apnea come from sleeping on your back. And I will tell you this, believe me when I tell you, there is nothing louder than a baby snoring. And just think, Phil, of your wife or your girlfriend passed out on your living room floor with her mouth open after a weekend bender. You know how loud that snoring is, correct? You know.
Well, I don't know that I want to comment on my wife after a bender, okay?
No, I'm trying to utilize a picture that I think a lot of men can relate to. Their wife has had too much to drink, or their girlfriend has had too much to drink.
Well, why the wives? I mean...
All right, well, the men, too. But for the purposes of your audience, I know you have a lot of men listening, imagine your wife, she's had too much to drink, she's passed out on your sofa, her mouth is wide open, and she is snoring like they're clear-cutting a forest. That is exactly... I have...
I was told that you've got a tape.
Yes, I do.
All right, this is a tape of what?
This is a six-month-old infant, and this was taken at the Clarikon Sleep Disorder Clinic at the University of Taylor in Taylor, California. And I'm going to give you an example, really, of what we're talking about, Phil, with this.
All right, we're listening to the tape of a baby snoring.
That's correct.
Come on.
No, hold on. That's all we have.
Now, that is how old?
That's a six-month-old infant. That infant, by the way, his mother came down with pneumonia. She had been kept awake for some 3 or 4 weeks in a row, listening to that god-awful noise. When you have a child... 6 months old, 7 months old, 8 months old, and it's sleeping on its back, and it is snoring so loud it's like a freight train going south. I will tell you this. It is a blessing to have that child sleep on its stomach.
All right. Well, the with all of this conflicting information about sudden infant death syndrome, don't you think it's dangerous until all of the facts are in to have a child sleeping on its stomach, even if the snoring is that loud?
Phil, a baby snoring is very, very loud. It's louder in some instances than a human being.
And that infant that we just heard on the tape is how old?
That was 6 months old. Well, I'm sorry, that's a five-month-old infant.
That five-month-old infant was snoring like a bar drunk.
That's the point that I'm making. If you get that kid to roll over onto his back, you're going to get that snoring. Put him on his stomach. There is nothing that indicates that it's going to kill the kid. Have faith in your baby. I would say this to...
All right, you've got a lot of women listening right now, a lot of mothers. What would you say?
I would say to these women, have faith that your baby is not a complete...
Go ahead.
Have faith that your baby is not a complete mumbling imbecile and knows how to roll itself over onto its back. And I think it is a disgrace. And I think the medical community insults today's parents by basically saying, don't put your infant on its stomach when it's sleeping because it will smother itself. Yeah, sure. Tell me another one. Infant goes to sleep, lays on its stomach, and thinks, gee, what a great... what a great opportunity I have. Let me just bury my face in this pillow, suffocate myself, and I'll be another SIDS statistic. I think it's wrong. Phil, the same thing could be said for SADS.
And the same. What is SADS?
Sudden adult death syndrome. And you know what that is?
What?
That's when an adult can't get any sleep because a baby is snoring so loud, it's like a freight train going south.
All right, with us is Dr. Robert Green. He's talking about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. There's so much conflicting information. Some doctors feel that it is the result of laying a baby down for its nap on his stomach. Dr. Green disagrees. He thinks that is short-selling the intelligence of the infant. He has said that, do we think our kids are so stupid they don't know how to roll over onto their back? He's also said that it's preferable for a child to sleep on his stomach because a baby laying on its back is going to snore. And a snoring baby is the loudest kind of snoring?
I'm sorry, Phil?
You're saying that a baby that snores, that's louder than any adult?
The loudest snoring that we know of is the snoring of a 4 to 5 month old baby, yeah.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We are talking with Dr. Robert Green about sudden infant death syndrome and his feeling that laying a baby on its stomach is perfectly safe. Is that it?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Have faith in today's baby. Because I think they really are an intelligent group of kids. My girlfriend and I recently went through a terribly traumatic event. We almost gave our baby up for adoption. He was snoring. Suddenly...
When you say your girlfriend, you're not married?
No. My girlfriend and I have a kid, or we had a kid. He was snoring. Suddenly, we let him sleep on his stomach. And he's fine.
He's okay?
Yes.
How's he doing now?
Well, he wasn't still. He's dead now. I don't understand your question.
Wait a second. Is your baby alive?
No, the child died from sudden infant death syndrome.
Well, why was it on its stomach?
I told you the child decided to sleep on its stomach. Excuse me, Phil. We didn't want it to snore.
So, okay, so it's on its stomach. It didn't snore, and what?
It didn't snore. It didn't keep us awake. I don't understand your question.
But it's dead.
Yes, it's dead, and we're sorry about that. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about him. But I'll tell you this. He didn't snore. And that's all I'm trying to say. And if you're... I don't know what you're...
Well, I think that's a tragedy that you lost the life of your child. But you lost the life of the kid's child... the life of this child because you didn't want it snoring, so you put it on its stomach.
I don't know what killed the kid. He was sleeping on his stomach, but he could have died when he was sleeping on his back. You know, he was snoring so loudly... Somebody could have come in and dropped a brick on him, for all I know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Robert Greene is my guest, talking about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Many doctors believe that if you lay a child on its stomach, then the child is going to be at risk of SIDS. Dr. Greene, you disagree. You think the children should be laid on their stomach. If they're laid on their back, they develop snoring and sleep apnea, correct? Okay, Dr. Greene?
Yeah, Phil, that is correct. And the sleep apnea and snoring is going to cause more harm to the family listening to this loud guttural snoring because a baby's snoring is infinitely louder than an adult's. It is loud, it is boorish and obnoxious. It's like they're gutting a cow. It's like you've stuck a cat in a garbage disposal. It's ungodly.
The snoring that you played for us sounded like a regular snore, but it's very loud. It was very low.
That's correct. And that was slowed down and fed through a 4 dB processor filter. So I would much rather have a child sleeping on its stomach and trust that the child knows well enough not to kill itself. Jesus.
All right. Here is Norfolk on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call. Doctor, I can't believe the things that you're saying. It's just appalling that you would say the things that you say. An infant oftentimes is not strong enough to roll over on its back. And your indifference to your own child's death almost insulting.
No, I'm saying that my own child died as the result of a supposed SIDS. That was the diagnosis given by a county coroner. I'm a doctor. I did not agree with it.
Well, what do you think killed your kid?
I don't know. Something could have lodged in his windpipe. When you have a four-month-old laying on its back with its mouth open, something can lodge in the windpipe. Have you seen those mobiles, those things that hang over a child's crib?
Yes.
All right.
Your indifference is what's bothering me tonight about your own child's death. Were you investigated at all for your child's death?
I didn't need to be investigated, ma'am. My child, the doctor said it was sick. I don't know what you're inferring. What do you mean investigated?
Well, I'm just shocked and appalled that you would say the things that you say.
What am I
about
saying?
About a baby being stupid and not being able to
That's
roll
right.
over on
I
its
don't
back.
Think. I don't think babies are stupid. You may. I don't.
I do not think babies are stupid either.
Okay, then why don't you think they're smart enough to go, hey, I'm smothering. I need to roll over. Hello?
It's not a question of intelligence. It's a question of physical ability, and sometimes they are just not physically able.
Dr. Greene, you said a baby's mouth being open.
I can tell you that those mobiles that hang over some children's cribs, if a baby is laying on his back with his mouth open, something can drop from that mobile and lodge in the kid's mouth. Now you're talking about choking to death, and it ain't pretty.
From
these baby mobiles that they have in the.
If that was the case, though, when the child dies at home, wouldn't they do some type of medical test or autopsy to determine the cause of death?
You know what? You don't need to do a test. You can walk in, you see a dead kid with something orange lodged in its mouth. You can pretty much figure out.
Dr. Green.
Well, these people would not be diagnosed with SIDS, then, would they?
No, they would not, ma'am. And I'm saying that they're at much greater risk laying on their back with their big fat mouths hanging open, and somebody could walk by.
It is just insulting the way you're referring to
insulting
these children.
To whom, ma'am? I'm talking about children.
You should just get this guy off the radio.
All right, I just want to know why it is you, the lady said you are indifferent to the death of your child.
You know, Phil, that's insulting to me. I didn't say I was indifferent. We went through a very traumatic experience. Losing that boy, but I got him to stop snoring is all I said. Hello?
Get him off the
radio. Kid's dead.
There's people that are terribly upset by what you say.
The kid's dead, but at
and
least...
I'm going to be misled by what you say as well.
Misled by what, ma'am? The kid is dead. I'm sorry about it.
Not about your child. I'm talking about other kids' children. The preponderance of the evidence that I've read determines that you should not lay the child on the stomach. Now, my son is 17 years old. He did sleep on his stomach.
And he's around. Is he still around?
Yes.
Bingo.
Children make it through their young baby years.
It's
a very small percentage that die.
Because you're smart. You got a son who was smart enough to go, wow, I can't breathe. Better roll
over.
I
don't think it has anything to do with whether the child is intelligent or not.
Right.
I think it has to do with their physical ability and maybe how deep they sleep. And also the anatomy in their throat, whether it's their tonsils are enlarged or their adenoids or something like that.
Oh, so you're going for that whole Rodney King thing. You think black people have a narrow windpipe?
Where did black people
What are you
come
talking
from?
About? She didn't bring that up.
She
said,
no,
she's
at all
talking about black people.
Wait a second. You talked about the, you said that you thought that their anatomy was different.
The anatomy in the throat might be
right.
different from another, from one child to another, not from one race to
yeah,
the other.
Yeah, one child to another, one child being Negro and the other one being white,
no,
right?
Where did you get that from?
Ma'am,
you
maybe the
so
kids,
crazy.
I will tell you this much, we've got a generation of babies who have a death wish. A lot of these kids know they're being smothered.
These children from infancy
they take a
have
big
a
bite
death
of pillow
wish.
And say,
you are totally ridiculous.
No, I am not, ma'am. I'm
I
a doctor.
Can't even
I work with
you're
children.
A doctor.
I work with children. And I know of babies who've taken a bite of pillow and said, goodbye, cruel world, goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really love how you're not a doctor, this lady's not a doctor, but the two of you are going to sit there and tell me how it's all, what it's all about, huh? Is that it? You're going to let me
well,
learn
I'll
from
say,
you?
Well, I'll using my intelligence
all
to
right.
totally reject what you have to say.
Thank you, ma'am,
Thank
for your
you
call.
Thank you
1-800-449-8686. Glendora on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, fine.
This is great. Hi, I'm Dr. Green. What can I prescribe for you?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Dr. Green. Can I help you?
Well, I had five sons, wonderful sons.
Uh-huh.
And I raised all of them.
Catholic?
They not one
Are they
slept on their stomachs.
You
not
were,
one.
You're Catholic, aren't you?
They never slept on their backs either. They never snored. Not one.
Oh, come
I put
on.
Them, when I put them down after they nursed, I put them down on their side, and then the next time I put them down, they lay down the other side.
Yeah, but you get head flattening when you do that, and that I don't recommend that. When you lay a baby down on his side, one half of the head flattens out.
They I never had any problem with the children, and they never snored.
Do you snore?
No.
How do you know? You're not awake. Ha, ha, I gotcha. Ha, ha.
Okay, let's quit.
I nurse my children. I nursed every boy. I had five boys.
Did you nurse the girls?
Pardon?
Did you nurse your daughters?
I had no daughters.
Oh, you said you had five of them.
All five sons.
Oh, I thought you said you had five daughters.
I had no. They were all sons. And the youngest now is 54.
Does he snore?
And I only have two sons left. The others, I have one boy in Arizona. He's 60. And then... The first child I lost.
Listen, I want to ask you, were your kids in the movie Conehead? If you lay them on their side, the head becomes cylindrical. And
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, dear, if you lay your children on their side, their heads could become cylindrical.
No, they were not.
All right, very good. She doesn't have cylindrical head kids, Bill. Mark that down.
I watched
yeah,
their
sure,
heads,
okay.
I watched their ears.
You watched their...
They turn on their backs once in a while.
You did watch the head and the ear.
And on their side, but never on their stomach.
All right, dear. Well,
okay.
I happen to disagree. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, ma'am, for calling, all right? 1-800, what do you mean, are their heads cylindrical?
She was talking about something that I think is dangerous. And when the bone is soft and still shaping, when you sleep a child on his side, the head can become cauldron or cylindrical shaped, much the same way like a cigar or half of a cigar.
Miami, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a physician, I'm a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics and a sub-department director at one of the babies and children's hospitals in this country.
Wow.
And your guest is totally out to lunch.
All right. Doctor, can I ask you a question? Can you hang on, because I just realized I have to go to a break, but I do want to hear your call.
Sure.
Okay, so you can hang on.
Pretty impressive
Certainly.
Credentials there, Phil.
Yeah, that's fine. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. We have Dr. Robert Green on talking about sudden infant death syndrome on the Phil Henry Show. One 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Robert Green, and we're talking about sudden infant death syndrome. Dr. Green feels that sleeping them on their stomachs is not as near as bad as sleeping them on their back, where they snore so loud it sounds like, and I'm quoting you, Dr. Green, somebody is clear-cutting a forest. Now,
you know, Phil, I use those phrases.
Yeah, I know, but you're using them in a way that clear-cutting a forest, a freight train going south.
It is loud. Have you ever heard a baby snore?
Dr. Green,
have you ever heard a baby snore? Yes or no?
No, I've never been in a house when a baby snored.
Believe me, it is a hell that you don't want to experience it.
All right, let me go back to the caller in Miami who's been hanging on. Yes, go ahead, doctor.
Hello.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to make a few comments. The formal recommendation of the American Academy of Pediatrics at this time is that babies should be placed on their back. Secondly, if you have a baby with a specific problem, then you can address that problem. And you, sir, Dr. Green, are assuming that all babies who sleep on their back are snoring and therefore must be treated in a certain way. That's totally fallacious. All babies who are on their back do not snore. Secondly, all babies who snore...
Okay, thanks for telling us how it is.
Don't interrupt me.
I'm interrupting you.
All babies who sleep on their back do not snore.
I think a lot of what you're saying is wrong.
And are not necessary to place on their stomach. You're misrepresenting yourself to the public in general.
Are you done yet?
Because, no, are you? Let me finish.
Are you done yet?
Because, let me finish, because we haven't listened to your nonsense. Now, you're representing this to all the well-intentioned parents who are sleeping here, who are trying to put their babies to sleep. SIDS, as you well know, in the 30 years of literature, has never been proven to have a specific etiology.
Do you mind if I get myself a cup of coffee?
There are cardiac anomalies found in some of these children.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. What do you want, Dr. Green?
Some of these children have been found to be asphyxiated.
Do you think this broad would mind if I got myself a cup of coffee?
Go get your coffee.
A uniform problem that has been found, which is why this syndrome has not been identified. But you are taking your personal difficulties and my condolences to your loss and magnifying it for all children. As a mother of four children, none of whom are cone heads, they have slept on their stomachs, on their backs, and on their sides.
Okay.
But the point is,
are you done yet?
your personal commentary and my personal commentary as a mother is very different than the information we give to our patients.
Are you done yet?
And furthermore, is very different than the information in public setting that you should do.
Phil,
I'm the author of a textbook as well as a book called The Savvy Mom's Guide to Medical Care.
Will you just listen to her?
In that book, we insist that people listen
she's
to their certified pediatricians,
this
and you are not representing
that information murder
to the general
audience,
public
okay?
Correctly.
You just killed Mr. Henry's audience. I hope you're happy about it.
Stop insulting me personally the incorrect facts that you were transmitting to his audience.
Well, first of all, I was getting coffee, so I didn't hear half of it. Secondly,
now you are whistling and being rude to me.
No, I was getting
coffee.
There's
no excuse for that. If you
and
don't
secondly,
like somebody disagreeing with you, do it so in a medical form.
Well, first
this
of all,
this is a
ma'am,
place for general people and lay public, and you
audience.
Are misrepresenting the information as documented in the medical literature. And if you want to be rude and hum, go ahead.
I'm just
but
saying
I don't think you deserve
if somebody
the airtime
ought to blow
that this
taps over Henry's show
you.
Because you just murdered whatever audience he had left with that
you know,
long-winded
now you,
dissertation.
You want a personal pissing contest? Be
look
my
lady.
Guest.
Look,
we can batter up and have
listen
a
to this
kissing
filthy,
contest.
Listen
but
to the mouth.
Why don't you speak about the medical
I'm
facts
I'm talking about the medical facts as they're
you
represented.
You are not doing that.
There
you
is
are speaking
absolutely
about
no
children
proof
who have
whatsoever
snoring difficulties
that kids who snore
who represent
live
a small
past
segment
the age
of
five.
The pediatric population.
And I will tell you
and in a sleep apnea center,
sleep
if they're directed to sleep
I'm
on
about
their
to
stomach,
have some sleep apnea right now.
But that is not every parent. And to insult the well-intentioned caller who called in say that...
What the hell is that?
Thanks God, it got her to stop.
If you insulted one of his callers because they put a baby on their side,
that's
all
right.
Children who are put on their side will not develop a cone head.
I'm saving your show, Phil. I hope you.
Will you knock it off with the music? Thank you, doctor, very much.
Well, she was murdering your show. I bet there's nobody left on the line.
I got plenty of people waiting to talk to you, if you'll let them. Now, that doctor said some very specific things about the literature available in the Journal of Pediatrics, in the American...
Get out of here with that stuff. Look, I go by my own book. I go by my own instincts. All of that's crap.
The Journal of Pediatrics.
Crap. That's right. You want to know why? Because they can't prove that it's caused by sleeping a kid on his stomach. And if I'm going against a doubt and weighing it against a certainty, I'll take the certainty. Here's the certainty. Kids who sleep on their back snore like somebody is gutting a whale.
Stop the music.
Here's Flint, Michigan on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Mom?
All right,
I'm
don't
doing
be
fine, but I think you're the most unethical person I've ever heard.
I'm a doctor. I've been called before the American Medical Association.
You should be called before the AMA.
I've been commended by them for my theories on aging, diet and milk, roughage in diet. And as long as we're on the subject, are you getting some good roughage?
I'm perfectly healthy at 77, thank
good.
You.
Good, beautiful. Are you getting that grape nuts, or what do you do?
That's none of your business. We're talking about infants.
We are talking about infants, but I am curious because I am doing a survey. When's the last healthy bowel movement you've had?
Okay, that's totally...
Oh, boy.
No,
you should have more of them than I because you're more full of it than
no,
I am.
No, ma'am. I am trying to get a survey done.
Listen, I'm going to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
How can you talk about an infant like you did when you said their big, fat mouth? And those were your words.
Ma'am,
I don't think you wanted that child in the first place.
I wanted that child desperately. We wanted Abraham more than anything. But when I knew that he was going to snore, I said, roll him over on his stomach.
Let him die. He bothers me. He snores. I never heard a baby keep anybody up snoring in my life.
Ma'am, I will tell you, I've been around some babies that make it, it sounds like Pearl Harbor. You know what that was, don't you?
I certainly do,
well,
probably more than you do.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And it is just nuts.
That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever
heard. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like this. It's like, oh, God, I'm up. You know, it's like reveille. It's like someone put an alarm clock to your head.
Well, then you ought to go shut yourself in a room.
Oh,
and
I see.
Stay away from children. Don't bother you.
I'm an adult man, and I've got to go hide in a room while some baby gets the run of my house. Oh,
see
boy.
What I told you? You didn't want a baby in that house.
I don't need a baby telling me what to do.
Yeah, at that age, they're going to tell you what to do.
I bet you let babies tell you what to do, don't you? I don't do that. The baby snores, the baby goes.
No, I just treat my children according to the age they are.
I'll drop kick that thing right out into the street. And I said to my wife when the child died, I said, don't worry about it. We can get another one. I was sad. Yes, I was sad.
Oh, you sound like it.
But you heard the tape of the kid, didn't you?
Oh, I can just hear the tears drop.
Let's get back to your bowel movements. When you...
Okay.
I didn't mention them. You did.
Please.
Solid or running?
All right, that's it. I don't want any more of this. Thank you very much. Will you turn that off?
Oh, what a phony.
He's a mental case, ma'am.
Boy, you're come out of the woodwork.
Well, I apologize.
Oh, listen, I've heard worse than that.
Have you really?
Yeah, I listen to your program every day, so don't you say women don't listen.
Well, you're very sweet. I just don't like the guy asking you about your bowel movements.
Well, I could have used some good language and told him, but I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lower myself to his level, but if he's a doctor,
yeah,
I'm Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No, he's a doctor. He was the...
You're questioning my credentials, huh?
When did you come back?
I'm listening to the two of you.
I'm questioning your intelligence.
I'm putting him on hold. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think his IQ is about the same as his shoe size.
So you think his feet are about 165 inches long, huh?
About 13.
Oh, okay.
No, I listened to your program.
Yeah! There, I just fought my way off a hold. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Oh, he's not even dry behind the ears
yet. I fought
my
way off a hold, and you're jealous.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Green. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome,
for your contributions.
Phil.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that's Flint, Michigan checking in, where the demographic is very healthy up there. What's our affiliate in Flint, which just came on with us this week, right? So they're number one in a lot of stuff. They're great. They're great people. WFDF, 1-800-449-86. Well, they're number one with us. Number one in our hearts and minds. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I was just talking with Raj Fanin, who is in the Middle East. He is in Cairo and has an update on the jet that went down. Searches have recovered the bodies of all 143 people, many of them children, who were aboard the Gulf Air Airbus A320 that crashed Wednesday in the Persian Gulf. And quite a sad story out there. Raj Fanin, this is Phil Hendry in Los Angeles. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Give us the report.
So this Airbus that crashed, this was A320 Airbus of Gulf Air. It was en route to Bahrain from Cairo. Gulf Air Flight 72 took off from Cairo en route to Manama, Bahrain's capital. It's been scheduled around 7 p.m. local time, noon Eastern time. And the plane then went down. There is no, at this point, definitive land. They have recovered the black box. They are hoping that the pilot and the conversation with the pilot and pilot will tell them more.
Is there any speculation?
Only the speculation that I heard has to do with the Egyptian, the number of children on board. There is quite a number of children on board this flight.
How does that play into it?
They are full of people who are talking about this. The number of Egyptian children on board this plane could have contributed to this. The pilot of the downed Gulf Air jet might have decided to ditch the plane so he could get away from a large number of children. Difficult time.
To say that again, the pilot might have ditched the plane?
We believe the Egyptian child, Phil, you have to understand, is steeped in the tradition of culture. And that is, he's born with a sense of empowerment and entitlement. They are not disciplined children. And Egyptian parents love their children. They spoil them. They pamper them. The children are, as a result, they don't stay seated. They probably made their way up to the cockpit and were literally crawling onto the pilot. They repeatedly asked the pilot, according to what I understand from the black box, what does this button do? Where do babies come from?
All right, hold on for a minute, Raj. You're saying that you think children, there were a lot of children on this plane?
That is correct.
And a lot of these children made their way up to the cockpit?
I believe so. And
is that indicated?
You repeat that, please.
Is that indicated on the black box?
The pilot asked the parents to get the children from the cockpit.
So the pilot asked the parents to come up and get the children from the cockpit because they were up there asking questions?
Asking, yes.
And you say they were asking, where do babies come from?
Just the things that babies do. The pilot then decided to say, Allah be praised, and decided to ditch the plane.
And why would he want to ditch the plane? I don't understand that.
To get away from the children. He was losing control of the craft. He came in at a steep angle and disintegrated. So I don't think he meant to crash it. I think he meant to belly it in and take his chances in a vulcanized rubber raft.
All right, so you're telling me that the pilot was, there were kids in the cockpit asking him where do babies come from and all this, so they were annoying him.
Yes, they were annoying him to the point, though, that...
Well, children will annoy adults. Why does that make a guy want to ditch a plane?
Egyptian children never shut up. They never shut up. And they're asking, how much longer before we get there? And I want my raspberry jello. And like this.
Why not just tie a gag? In other words,
I need to pee. I need to pee. This kind of thing.
I understand that. Why not just gag the kids with duct tape, or
Islamic law forbids it. In our religion, it's much better to just crash the plane than
to tie a kid's face with duct tape. I mean, if the kids are talking, so you're telling me, and you're telling my audience that you think the pilot ditched the plane.
I'm saying he did not intend to crash the plane.
All right.
He lost control. What he was trying to do was ditch and get out through a wind wing.
Get out through a what?
The wind wing.
Wind wing of the cockpit.
That's correct, yes. Throw out the vulcanized rubber raft, take his chances.
We have Raj Fanin on the line with us from Cairo. He is giving us at least one of the theories that's floating around about the crash of that Gulf Air jet, that the pilot, apparently there were a lot of kids on board, they had gotten into the cockpit, they were bugging the pilot to the point where he decided to ditch, and get out of the plane and paddle away in a rubber raft. Is that correct, Raj?
Yes, that is one theory. And you have to understand, the choice of in-flight movies was all wrong. If you have children on board the plane, you have to have some kind of entertainment that I think the children are going to enjoy. I think when the NTSB reviews the tapes, they will see that there are reasons the children were not in their seats because the movies, in-flight movies, well, one of them was Sling Blade, and the other was Barbarella.
All right, so the kids were not sitting down because the in-flight movie on this Gulf Air jet was Sling Blade and Barbarella?
Right. If you've got children...
How the hell does Gulf Air get a hold of that? And why do they show that to a bunch of cats, with all due respect, in bed sheets? Sling Blade and...
I think the other thing... We love those movies. What are you talking about? I love it. But you've got to have something for children. And the movie for children's not good. The movie for children, Lion King, they should have had the movie for children like Aladdin, or like, but the Sling Blade, get out of here, it's great.
And you like Sling Blade, huh?
Everybody in Egypt loves Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have some potted meat, but, mm-hmm, I'm going to have a potted meat. I want to pot my meat.
What do you mean, I want to pot my meat? Look.
I'm telling you, we love it. So this is Raj Fanin reporting. That I believe.
Come on, grow up.
I'm sorry. I believe that this plane might have happened.
Okay, Raj Fanin reporting from Cairo, and basically the report is the Gulf Air pilot purposefully ditched it and tried to take his chances in a vulcanized rubber raft. Apparently, he lost control. It crashed. The reason why he tried to ditch, there were a bunch of little kids who got up into the cockpit and were asking him, what does this button do? Where do babies come from? And I gotta pee. So rather than listen to them, he tried to ditch and get out of there. He thinks the reason why the kids weren't in their seat was because the in-flight movie was Sling Blade and Barbarella.
Well, I just reporting it.
I know you're just reporting it. Anything else?
That's it. It's a nice funny report. Be listening tomorrow, another Bill Hendry show.
Do that Sling Blade guy again.
Hey, I want to get potted meat. Mm-hmm. Some people call it a Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. Bill Hendry.